The wife of one of the 29 men who died in the Pike River mine is upset at ongoing speculation about what caused the explosion. Some of the families have employed an electrical engineer to investigate the cause and are releasing evidence through the media to support his theory that it was sparked by a faulty ventilation fan. But Anna Osborne is worried these leaks could jeopardise any future prosecution and that the speculation is only raising false hopes amongst the families. Rachel Graham reports.
Richard Healy is most famous as the whistleblower who lifted the lid on years of underinvestment that left Dunedin with hundreds of dangerous power poles. But for the past 2 years, his energies have been focused on coming up with what he calls a working hypothesis. This is that an underground ventilation fan, just on the other side of a major rockfall, was what sparked the methane and caused the explosion. The latest bit of evidence is a 3-metre-long, 1-tonne piece of metal Mr Healy saw on a visit to the mine, which he says is from the fan. He says it was pulled from deep inside the entry tunnel around 2 months ago.
So what we think has happened is the fan body has come out of that drive like a cannonball out of the barrel of a gun, and it's impacted on the left wall. Now that's clearly going to damage the left wall and therefore the support for the roof in that area. We think that's probably initiated the rockfall. Then the explosion has come from the expanded into the body of the mine, you know, over a quite a long period of time. So that's caused an extremely fast flow of gas down the drift that's picked up that section of fan and thrown it in front of it down the drift.
Richard Healy does not claim to be an expert in underground coal mine explosions. He says he is looking at Pike River because he was asked to by some of the families and because nobody else is willing to ask the same questions he is asking.
And that's why I've always insisted on being just described simply as an investigator in all this. Like, I knew instantly as soon as I saw the graph that was provided by police that they'd got the story of the first electrical event completely wrong. But basically, I don't have the sort of credentials that would allow me to stand up in court and say that, so I've got a protection engineer who does have those credentials to do it.
Anna Osborne, who lost her husband Milton in the mine, is a spokesperson for the Family Reference Group, representing 27 of the 31 families affected by the disaster. She says leaking photos to the media of potentially crucial bits of evidence could damage the police case if charges are ever laid.
It will work right into the defence's hands if people don't stop doing it. So it's quite dangerous to have a trial by media. We need any evidence or information people have to go to the police.
She says the speculation is hurtful to the families who are desperate for the truth to be told about why their men died and who is to blame.
It's giving false hope to the families, and there's probably more than 3 or 4 things that could have caused the explosion. So for me, it's hurtful to just be released and without giving any real regard to the families who are expecting the police to do the job.
Anna Osborne says family members who feel they cannot trust the police to conduct a thorough investigation need to know that the officers now in charge of looking at the case are different to the ones involved in the original inquiry. She says they are now at a crucial stage in the process and stand the best chance yet of uncovering the vital piece of evidence that could lead to charges being laid. The police say they are not able to comment on any aspect of their investigation while it is ongoing. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Rachel Graham, tēnei.